Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in theaters or streaming.
The Lost City stars Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, and Brad Pitt. This film reminded me of the 1984 film Romancing the Stone, because it is an adventure in the jungle, and it has a romance brewing, but the charm of Bullock and the sight gags with all the absurd acrobatics make this a really lighthearted comedy.
Yeah, Susan, I experienced more than just a bit of deja vu watching this slapstick adventure movie, because I've also seen Romancing the Stone. Bullock plays Loretta, a romance novelist kidnapped by a wealthy bad guy, played by Daniel Harry Potter Radcliffe. He needs her understanding of hieroglyphics to decipher an ancient text leading to a priceless treasure on a tropical island. Channing Tatum plays a vain cover model who tries to prove he's a real hero by rescuing Loretta.
And it's just what's needed for a little relief from the heavy news on television. Brad Pitt's role was, in my opinion, hilarious. His antics were so unexpected and silly, but it worked, and I laughed out loud. What did you think, Russ?
I think it's a modestly successful popcorn flick, thanks to those likable leads and the lighthearted screwball atmosphere. Plus, I agree, Brad Pitt is a hoot in that brief supporting role. You won't find any gold in The Lost City, but you might find some welcome escapism. By the way, The Lost City can only be seen in theaters, where it's currently number one at the box office, raking in over $41 million in its first week of release. The theatrical movie experience isn't dead yet, particularly for the over 35 female audience that constitutes most of this movie's demographics. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.